Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
G'day, everybody. Lovely to have your company on this Saturday afternoon. Gentlemen, nice to be with you. Wendell Saylor, I have to begin by saying, how was the result of you not being where Tristan scored three tries last week? You weren't at the ground. You'd promised to be there. I think it was your first time he's ever got the three tries.
He
constantly waved to us, thinking you were there. How was it this week? Tension?
Oh, no, it was good. You know, he's always been a mummy's boy, so it's good that I could sort of let him have a bit of that centre stage. And he performed as a sailor's eel on the big stage. They perform, and I really missed you guys last week.
Yeah.
But Locke and I, it was a real good bromance in here. So. Yeah, it was really good with Lockie and I, so yeah. But I missed you guys, so, and I'm sorry about the Origin. I know that New South Wales have done well, but Origin 2 is just around the corner, Gertz.
Yeah. You feeling confident about Origin 2, Wendell?
Not really.
No?
No, not the way that New South Wales played, but you know what? Queenslanders, we never give up, we never give in.
The stage is set, though, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, Origin's always about the storyline, and the stage is absolutely set. There's obviously an article in there about Billy and how he was for game one. I mean, we've all heard about, you know, when Alfie came back for the, you know, final game of 2001 Joey came back for the second game in 95. After, I mean, the storyline is set. Thurston, Slater, they're going to be included in the side. They're going to come down to ANZ Stadium.
National Sex Day today, everybody. I just thought I'd throw that in for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know, you've been celebrating the day because you turned up this morning with the hair everywhere. Like every
mainly
Saturday.
Mainly on my head, but yeah.
Every Saturday that when we come in, Tony, you look immaculate. Mm. You're always well presented.
Suits
today I
tie.
Picked it, didn't I? I saw you at about 10:45 and I thought, Tony, what have you been up to? You didn't tell me, one, it was National Sex Day and you'd celebrate in the morning, but two, that you'd had a bit of a night out. Where did you go last night?
You did have an extra little bit of magenta in the cheeks, Tone.
Did you?
Yeah. Is that a combination of both the night out and the day? Or?
Well... Mm. National Sex Day was probably yesterday, but I'm celebrating it
Yeah,
today.
Well, you start one day and finish the next.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much. I went to a 30th birthday party last night.
Yeah. Okay, you're one of your kids?
Oh.
Oh.
See, that's uncalled for.
I apologise. That was below the belt,
that's
Sadie.
That's not until October that my daughter turns 30. It was one of her very good friends who turned 30.
Was it a pool party?
Happy birthday for yesterday, Maxie. Happy birthday to our producer, Tom, as well.
Tom. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's going to work on the National Sex Day thing as well after he leaves us today.
So, Billy Birmingham's son.
No, indeed. I've got plenty to get to. Hoops is across a lot of information we're going to get across to you as well.
It was a defining moment in the game, but I don't think it was the game was decided by that one incident.
Yep.
It ended up with the score being a 4-point victory. The fact that I think he kicked that goal as well from that try, but there was other parts of that game where Newcastle had plenty of opportunity to get away and win the game because Manly were flat. I mean, they 5-day turnaround. They didn't come out of the blocks. It was 4,000 people there. The rain was like sideways. It was an awful night for rugby league, and basically Manly didn't come out with a lot of motivation playing, obviously, Newcastle coming off a flogging from Melbourne the week before. So, yeah, obviously Manly, you know, were a little bit complacent, and especially in the first half. Newcastle would have turned up and played to the best of their ability. They probably would have got the job done, but they didn't. And those decisions didn't help, but I don't think they decided the game.
Right, and get Wendell Saylor and James Hooper's take on it in a moment. Let's have a listen, though. It is, of course, that moment, the try of the Aquila Uate. This is the call from Triple M last night.
Dylan Walker does really well. Make sure he gives the ball early enough to the Uate to get there. And
he's
drops
the ball.
And they didn't look at it.
He's dropped the ball over the line.
And they did not look at it.
Aquila, you dirty liar, got up, celebrated, threw the ball into the crowd. And about 17 Newcastle Knights arms are pointing to the screen. That's not even close to being grounded, Bill Harrigan.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a dead set doozy, this one. He's dropped that ball. And that's if you're going to make a decision live, you want to make sure you're getting the right decision to make it.
We've got the technology to check those decisions
and we check them 9 out of 10 times, and the one time we don't check it.
Senior review official intervened and advised that it was a try. Based on this advice, the referee then awarded the try. The actions of the senior review official to intervene are contrary to the current policy and also resulted in the incorrect decision.
Amazing thing is that Tony's act, he's not reading that. He's just saying
is he in the bathroom?
Honestly. He went into the bathroom to record that.
Mate, he's not allowed to go in the bathroom to record. You know when someone's on the phone, mate, you're in the bathroom, are you? Yes, I am.
So what did all that mean, Tony? Can you break that down for me?
Well, I meant, in fact, they're not supposed, the bunker's not supposed to intervene in that. So they've done that to say, no, it's a try. You don't have to refer it to us, it's a try. If they can do that, why can't they continue to break the law and say, hey, well, we were absolutely wrong,
yeah,
and overturn it? That's the bizarre thing. Everybody knew.
Let's explain it in English, Tone.
Okay.
Okay, so essentially,
can you go into the bathroom and do it for me, please?
Yeah, yeah, we'll hop into the brassica. All right, so essentially, they've come up with a howler, right? Yep. It shouldn't have been a try. The way that they came up with the howler was Jared Maxwell sitting in the bunker, mm-hmm, and he tips to Klein, which he's not supposed to do. Yep. Ashley Klein's the on-field referee. He says, try just to ward it. Don't worry about sending it up here. And the touch he's saying, send it up there.
Yeah. It's a touchy so on
it's
debut.
It's a breach of protocol. The touchy's on debut. It's a breach of protocol. And as a result, Jared Maxwell's been hooked out of the bunker for the rest of this weekend. He was meant to do the Titans.
They must do that
Warriors
all the
time, game though. Today. Well, that's
they
what.
They must do it all the
they're
time.
They're not meant to.
You are to, I suppose. He might have been a bit cold, thought he still had hold of the ball. He might not have known that he didn't. He lost the ball.
What?
And then he got to celebrate it.
He lost the ball.
Sometimes when you're a winger, you don't get to touch the ball much, and it can sort of, your hands go
it
cold.
It came out of his hands before he put it there.
Yeah, but you don't know. But then you celebrate because you're used to scoring tries. So you just never know what's happened there. But they should have went upstairs to have a look. I feel sorry for Newcastle, but they still had plenty of chances to close that game out or to win that game.
But if it was against the protocol for him to say just award it, well, as I'm saying is, why can't they go against the protocol afterwards and go, oh, that was wrong, overturn it? Obviously, that's not in the way we play at the moment. That's not part of it. Are they getting too much stuff wrong is the question.
$2 million, I think they are. You know, the bunker.
I think the bunker's been doing it. Other than that, I didn't know that that was the way that it happened. In the game, it just looked like, you know, Klein, as we all encourage the referees each week to make decisions, I just thought that he saw it and was showing intestinal fortitude and pointed to the spot, which we were all happy with when it actually happened because it was a big moment in the game.
Yep.
The fact that now we're hearing it came from the bunker when the bunker didn't need to be involved, that's the issue. Otherwise, in the decision-making stakes at the moment, I think the bunker's doing a pretty good job. They seem to be decisive.
Ryan Girdler, I just want to replay what you said because I think it works beautifully.
The problem with giving the refs...
Are you in the PC Brigade, eh?
Some credit is the fact that, you know, they're good for that 1 week and then the next week they sort of fall into their old habits again. So at this point, while they're on a high odds sell, I'd sell like crazy.
Really?
I'd cash in.
Oh, I love the way you play this game.
The next time they come out, Tony, they will be totally different. They're so inconsistent.
What about you, Big Del?
Oh, yeah, I'm buying, mate. I'm buying, Tone.
You bought.
I bought, and now I'm selling. I am selling. Sell. Well done to you, Gerds. I'm out of here.
Chechen was good. Matt Chechen was good on Thursday night in the grand final rematch.
You're just so reactive, Del. I love it. What about that? I mean, Dan did just jokingly say, Aquila, you are a liar, because he sold it beautifully. He sold, as you said, that it was a try. Is that gamesmanship, or is that out and out cheating? I mean, are you supposed to be Adam Gilchrist, and if you nick the ball, you walk?
Oh, look, there's so many incidents in a game, Tony. What about the guys that stay down a little bit longer, or they accidentally drop the ball on the fourth tackle when there's arms around it just to make sure that they try and get a penalty?
Paul Gallen does that.
Or they get one sort of around the shoulder and they act like they've got one around the chin. Is there a difference between that and then what Uarte did last night?
No. Ian has called 133353. G'day, Ian.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, buddy.
Good. What are your thoughts?
Guys, just wondering your opinion. With all this protocol being broken in the bunker, do you think the NRL need to implement a bunker?
A bunker for the bunker. A bunker for the bunker.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, Ian, that's all we need.
Yeah, he's good, isn't it?
The bunker. That's very good, Ian. I like that.
Thanks so much, Ian. What about you, Gerds? Have been dishonest?
Oh, look, I found myself in an unusual situation, Tony, and a lot of people remember the game when Gordon was sent off by Billy Harrigan in, I think it was the first State of Origin in 2000, and there was a clear knock on. Billy won't admit to it, but there was a clear knock on at the play of the ball, and I saw the knock on, but we continued to play on, and on the back of the play, I scored a try. I don't know, it was three or four guys I beat. Maybe it was, I don't know.
No biggie.
It's not part, it doesn't matter. Back to Wendell's tries. No, but, and anyway, I scored in the corner, but I knew it was a knock on, so I sort of jumped up, and I didn't know whether to celebrate because it was a try in Origin we needed, or whether or not Billy was going to take it off us and I was going to look like an idiot. So I did a little half sort of celebration. Didn't know whether I was going to sell it or whether it was just a waste of time. Anyway, Billy came over. I was in shock when he ordered the try, to be honest. And then when he sent Gordon off, it made my day.
Based on this advice, the referee then awarded the try. The actions of the senior review official to intervene are contrary to the current policy and also resulted in the incorrect decision.
Oh, we need a bunker. We need a bunker, 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 bunker. So let Triple M then over.
Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's lawyers. Protecting your future.
The time to rewrite history is now.
With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper. Triple M rocks the footy.
Peter Sterling will join us at about 2.30 this afternoon as we head towards 3 o'clock kickoff. The Titans taking on the Warriors. Maroon will be here for that call as well. Wendell Saylor, the Broncos got back on the winners list over the Rabbitohs 24-18 as I look to the Tyre Power scoreboard. Ben Hunt will be running around in the Ipswich Jets this afternoon. Vindicated the decision from Wayne Bennett?
Yeah, look, I think, they've had two losses in a row. He said Ben Hunt wasn't, running the ball, taking him on enough, and then obviously his kicking game wasn't up to scratch. Benji's been playing some good football. I think he got Broncos players playing last week against the Roosters. And also, when you've got Nick Arima, who's playing some pretty good football, I think it was vindicated. But also last night, Milford gets injured, looking at six or seven weeks out with his shoulder.
Dislocated shoulder.
Yeah.
Do you think Ben Hunt gets dropped if he's not leaving at the back end of the year?
Yeah. No way.
Look, Wayne does different things.
There's no way he gets dropped.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that he asked you that question.
Well, you're sugarcoating for your mate,
Wayne. It's a conversation.
No, Wayne's not my mate, okay?
Wayne's not your mate.
No, he's my mate. But I'll be honest. Look, Ben Hunt hasn't been up to scratch, let's be honest. But I think also...
He's just come back from injury.
I know he has, and obviously hasn't played that well. But usually, I suppose... If Nick Arima wasn't playing so well and Benji the last couple of weeks, I think he's got such an influence over the team on and off the field, Benji, that Wayne does have his favourites a little bit, I think. And I think Wayne saw an opportunity to give Ben Ben Hunt a little bit of a rocket. And even like last night, to get Benji into the game, look, I can understand. Nick Arima was wonderful last night. I thought he was...
Why did he hook him then? Didn't he hook him at one point? Yeah, he hooked him late in the game and then put him back on.
But haven't you got to have one eye on the future? If you've got a guy that's leaving the club at the end of the year, you've got Nick Arima, who's potentially going to be a half next year. Yep. Don't you have to invest time in him now if you've got Milford at six?
Of course. And they won five straight with Nick Arima Ben Hunt was out. Then Hunt comes back. Look, I reckon it's harsh judging him on that Warriors game. They were missing five or six Origin players that go over to New Zealand. That was always going to be a tough ask.
And then the Roosters.
The Roosters, they only lost that game in the very closing stages. So,
and to be honest...
I think it's harsh. Yeah. I reckon it's a harsh call. Ben Hunt, if he's staying at the Brisbane Broncos, there is no way that he's playing for the Ipswich Jets today.
And then to be honest, like I reckon against the Roosters last week, I reckon the wingers cost him that win. Oates and Kahu made a couple of mistakes they probably shouldn't have made. So, Benji had played well last week. Their forwards had a red hot crack. But even last night, they got out to a real good lead, two tries. Oates scores a try. Their forwards are doing a really good job. But then I've got to say, boys, in a beaten side, Sam Burgess and Matt Gillett, they were so good to watch, The last 15, 20 minutes of that game, South are still in there. They just don't take the right options. And I feel sorry for Adam Reynolds too, because I don't know whether he's a bit underdone or he just needs another week or two, but his kicking game probably... I think he had two try assists last night, Adam Reynolds.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
yeah, but it still cost him a little bit.
Arima playing seven, who's been doing a good job in the meantime, and you've got to make a decision on those two coming into this game, and you know that Nick Arima is going to be there next year, potentially fighting for that seventh spot. Is it? I don't know. I mean, you're after the result, but if there's a struck match between them, which it seems like there is form-wise at the moment, who do you go with?
No, that's absolutely a valid point. For Ben Hunt, obviously, and for the Dragons, fans.
If you got, exactly. Well, Dugan's, and there's no one knocking down the door to take their space, but and no one that they're looking at for long term at the moment that I can see for the Dragons. I mean, Jai Field's there, but is he going to be their number one? I know they've got some talented players. Yeah. Tristan Saylor must be knocking down the door after his three-try performance last week. But, I mean, especially and same for the Warriors. I mean, who's there at the moment that's really going to potentially take Kieran Foran's place next year? I haven't seen anyone.
Sam Thaiday, here's, of course, conversation from various people about his place in State of Origin. He caught up with Triple M after the game.
Sammy, congratulations on the win, mate. got off to a great start, a little bit clunky in patches, but still found the way to get the 2 points.
Yeah, South's back, we're never going to give up. Big boys there, and they kept on rolling. But, yeah, that's a nice, tough win for us leading into a bye next week. It's kind of what we needed at this point in the season. Very, very tough period for us as Origin time, so good to get back in the winner's circle, Benny.
Boys?
As many Ws as we can, so we can try to rest a few players. But for the time being, if we're not winning games, we've got to back up after Origin. It's a tough thing to do, but, you know, I think our boys are up to it. We all did it last week. You know, just narrowly lost, but we'll continue to put our hand up after Origin period, and Wayne will make that decision where he wants to rest us or not.
Mate, and what about Origin? Obviously, there's been a lot spoken about Billy and all that. Mate, are you confident that you guys can turn it around?
Yeah, definitely. You know, New South Wales were the better team in game one, and it showed by the way they played and the way they beat us. But there's a lot of improvement in our team. I'm sure there's going to be one or two changes, most probably. Hopefully I'm not one of those. Hopefully I get a chance to put that
Are you confident in staying there?
Oh, it's hard to say, Gordy. Yep. You know, I'm an ageing player in this Origin arena. All I can do is continue to play good footy for the Bronx, mate. And that's as diplomatic as I can get.
Oh, there's no doubt, Sam, you're going to be there, I don't think. I think
you'd know, Dobby. You're the inside man. Have you got the scoop or what?
Come on, mate.
This is Triple M, not Channel 9, brother. No exclusives here.
No, exactly, mate.
Hey, Sam, humble. Has Billy done enough, mate?
Oh, he's played some great footy. I don't know whether you'll play fullback or whether you'll play on the wing, but to have him in camp would be fantastic. Yeah. And around the boys again, I'd love to see him come back. What a great comeback story that would be, and it'd definitely be inspirational for our team and give us that little bit of something else that we need.
Awesome. Cheers, go mate. And enjoy go the win, enjoy. Mate.
Sam Fidey there talking after the game to the Triple M team. Is he going to be there, Wendell? Sam Fidey?
I think we'll get axed, but I think Sam will keep his place, I think. You know, he's one of those players, Sam, that you still need him there, but we need him to play with that aggression. I think Justin Hodges, we spoke about earlier, he did a really good column, I think, Justin Hodges. But one thing I like
he
about
Sam... He wiped him, though, didn't he, Justin Hodges?
No, he just said he'd like, you know, I think Sam's that sort of guy in camp. He's sort of the funny guy who could be the larrikin. And at the moment, he reckons he's probably taken too much of that at the moment. We want to see that. You know that Sam Thido that really took on Jabari Hargoes a couple of years ago? That's the Sam Thido we need at the moment when we're getting dished up through the middle.
Well, that was only the start of last season, so it's not that long ago. He can still play like that.
Of course he can.
Del, obviously, he had a couple of really good points there, Sammy Thido, in relation to Billy Slater's possible inclusion into game two. And do you think that they got that part of it wrong for game one, where the influence he has on the group around preparation and just... He's a guy that at Origin you love being in the dressing room before a game and looking around to your teammates and getting confidence out of, you know, the guys that you're actually about to play with. Do you think they got that part of the equation wrong when they left Billy out?
I've got no doubt they left that part of the equation out, because when you look at Billy Slater, I think I got told too they were looking at Darius doesn't make many mistakes. He's the best defensive fullback probably, you know, in the game. But Billy... He makes mistakes because, you know, he's always trying something. He's pushing the envelope. And I think Kevy and the selectors went for that sort of discipline, sort of fullback. But what you're missing is when Billy Slater walks into a team environment, he gives you confidence because you know that he's going to make something happen, whether it's attack and defence. And even the other night, you know, we did the call on Thursday night. Mate, if Billy Slater don't play that game, I know Cooper Cronk was out, they don't win, mate. Like... He came up with a clutch play. And then also the one-on-one tackle with Josh, there was Valentine Holmes and Josh Adakar. All those back threes, like, mate, Valentine Holmes is another player. Mate, he's a winner, mate. You got to have him there. You know, he made that tackle on Josh Adakar. Josh Adakar scores that try 8 times out of 10. You know, I want both those players in there.
Back on game one, Dylan, we spoke about, obviously, the forwards, and there's some talk of some of the guys that have been entrenched in this great Queensland side, been part of the dynasty for 10 years, yes. Nate Miles, 30 origins. Yep. Sam Thide, 30 origins. It's a brutal arena. But these guys surely have earned the right, with not just, you know, with the history in which they've been part of, to not be sort of shuffled out on one bad performance. Because that's all it was.
Yeah.
It's one bad performance. And all of a sudden, the reaction from a lot of Queensland ex-players has been, they've got to go, we've got to compete. Is that not just panicking? Is that not just having faith in guys that have done the job for such a long time and then giving them the opportunity to go out on their terms as opposed to just shuffling them out the door after like 30 games? Like, how many people play 30 games of Origins? Don't they, haven't they earned the right to go out on their terms and come back and have a cracking game too?
They got run over by blokes with younger legs.
That's
don't you
in
need
one
to
game,
react to that?
In one game. Still, in one game.
But didn't they pick Nate Miles on faith? I mean, his form has been pretty poor. Yeah.
In one game.
Mate,
everyone can have an off night.
You could see that. You could see Nate. Like, I love Nate Miles as a Queenslander and as a bloke who's, mate, he's given so much to State of Origin.
Well, all the talk is that, especially in relation to Sammy Thaiday, that they're going to move Josh Papali from the left edge to the front row.
That's
so
right.
He'll be partnered with Dylan Napa, and then Sammy Thaiday will be the left edge back rower. So he actually goes from the bench to starting.
Yeah.
That's the talk about what they're going to do with Thaiday.
Right. What about Lilliman?
So I love it.
No, I think Lilliman's
sleeps.
But he's played about 15 or so Origins.
No, I mean, not that many, but he's sort of been in and out. He hasn't really been there.
Oh, he's been there for a long time.
He's been there for a long time.
No, look at you, Gerds.
No, honestly. I just don't understand the logic, Tony. Yeah. It's one poor performance.
I know. Yeah.
Mate, can you just worry about your team, mate? Is this what I've been doing to you every year?
More detail in a little while with what does the Fox say on all of that. We're going to have a look at this Storm and the Sharkies game as well. Freddie Fittler coaching Lebanon. We'll see if Gerds wants to go on board that train, or is it still Italy for you when you're coaching? Plenty to come. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We're doing it for Bryden's Lawyers.
International Sex Day tonight.
What was that?
I think it's just National Sex Day. I'm not sure it's international. I'm not sure the rest of the world has caught on, Gerds.
Haven't they?
National Sex Day.
Yeah.
It's June 9, but, you know, honestly, you can...
June 9?
June 9. Well, we can go
that
over
was yesterday.
June. Yeah, I know, but, you know, I'm doubly celebrating, okay?
Of course you are.
Who comes up with that date, Tony? Is it just someone that has a really good time on that day in Australian politics and says, hey, let's call that National Sex Day?
No, I reckon
it's not international.
Well, I'd say it's because it's the 9th of the 6th. You do the homework with the numbers.
Oh, Tony.
You
brilliant.
Are glowing, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely glowing.
You
over
there.
What about Queensland? Have they begun to eat their own here in terms of the state of origin?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's let it go.
Look, it's so easy. If we've said before about the whole pick and stick, staying loyal when you're winning, when there is, and this is just one game, as good as
you've won one game, that's it.
Exactly. So why is there so much angst in Queensland about selection? People saying that coaches should butt out. I think Gordy Tallis said that. Because the coaches are having a bit of a...
I've got to say, I agree with what Gordon said.
And so do I. I think, like, Paul Green and Wayne Bennett...
But hang on a sec. Yeah. Hang on. Like, if they're all... You're talking about Queensland, ex-Queensland coach and an ex-Queensland player here who
great
you would
captain.
Think, Cohen Hess, is he ready or not? And then... Why can't, if he's asked that question, Paul Green say, I don't think he's ready? Wouldn't that be valid? Wouldn't Paul Green, as his club coach, know the development of a young player and know, obviously, the arena that State of Origin is? And wouldn't his opinion then be valid as opposed to them being shut down by all the ex-players saying he should butt out? Like, wouldn't he know?
But he would know, but it's Kevy Walters. It's on him. So if Kevy and the selectors, guys like Gene Miles, Darren Lockyer, if they think that there's an opportunity for him, mate, you can't go publicly and say that, because if Cohen Hess gets picked, he's got his coach saying he's not ready for a young player. Mate, you don't want to
but
hear
that's
coach.
His coach's opinion.
Yeah, but you just have to say it publicly. Like, you just, like, you know, mate, if Kevy called him and had a chat, but everything's getting played out in the media. Wayne's talking about Milford, if he's not going to be 18th man, he shouldn't be in it. So it's all getting played. That's not how it really works in Origin.
I think Wayne was involved in Darius Boyd being selected at fullback and Billy's omission as well.
Okay. And you think that's a wrong thing for him to get involved?
No, Wayne's a legend of Queensland Rugby League. Like, he's
just
obviously won a hell of a lot of series for them, and you know, he's entitled to have his view. But certainly, I think at the moment it's Kevy's team, and he should be allowed to pick and rule the way that he wants to coach.
Yep, I agree, and I feel sorry for Kevy, because, you know, sometimes there's a lot of coaches and a lot of not players, but who've got their own sort of hidden agenda, I suppose. So if I'm Paul Green, you know, I want to keep Cohen Hess sort of, you know, for the Cowboys, keeping fresh through this
really?
Period. Really? Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what it's like going in there. Yeah. He's got the opportunity to go in there with Cameron Smith and potentially Billy Slater and Darius Boyd, and you know how you grow as a player when you come back.
Enhance
is the word, if he went into camp.
Yeah, no, look, as an 18th or 19th man?
He's going to be part of the team.
But, yeah, no, look, it's all valid, but I suppose I think we're paying the price now, Queensland, for going with the older players for so long, that loyalty. Sort of, it's kicking us in the butt a little bit now, so now we've got some of these young players, we might have to throw them in a little bit earlier. Look, I don't think Cohen Hess would get eaten up at ANZ Stadium game two.
He'd be fine, mate. He looks a good...
Yeah. No,
And he said the same thing as Paul Green. He said, oh, you know, maybe I'm not ready. But that's everybody says that, don't they? He's ready.
He's been humble. He's been diplomatic. He's heard his coach say that. So he wants to say the right thing as well. But look, you know, you hear people like Blocker Roach throughout the week. He said, well, I can't believe I'm hearing a player say that he doesn't want to play Origin, because every kid that plays in the NRL, their ultimate goal, if they're from New South Wales or Queensland, is to pull on the state jumper. So,
and he's been in that emerging, you know, that emerging Origin stuff. You know, he's been through that system. So, you know, if you get the tap on the shoulder, mate, your state needs you. Cohen Hess, you got to man up.
I love it. Your state needs you, Cohen Hess.
Your state needs you.
Man up. Satellite Triple M NRL doing it for Bryden's Lawyers.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. The Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
The time to rewrite history is now.
With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper. Triple M rocks the footy.
Indeed it does, and the footy, it just gets more and more sensational. And of course we're heading towards the World Cup. Now, I read that Brett Fidler is going to coach Lebanon. Now, I know we want to, astute listeners will remember that Ryan Girdler wants to get involved as well. I think it's Italy.
No, I'm the barista. I'm the head barista for the, well, I don't know if I'm head barista. I'm one of the barista team for the Italian World Cup team.
Yep, beautiful.
Which I'm fully entrenched in, had regular meetings and everything's going well.
No, you haven't. That's a lie.
Are you tempted to jump ship already, even though you haven't got on the first ship, now that Brad Fittler, your good mate, is involved and decided he will be coaching the Cedars, the Lebanon?
We'll have to see see what he comes up with, see what sort of offer he makes. But I'm,
it is good that he's involved.
I think it's fantastic that he's involved. It's really good.
But given how he was in the city country and the way he talks about that kind of stuff, it is great to have Brad Fittler involved in this kind of environment, Hoops.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, look, he's a legend of the game. We've seen what he can do when it comes to coaching since he retired. He did a great job at the Roosters before things went a little bit pear-shaped, but there was a lot of reasons around that as well. And then what he's done with the city side, every year, country are always the favourites for that game. And 9 times out of 10, Freddie gets up and wins the match. So, and he plays a different style, not so much this year, last year. If you remember the style of, they were calling it Freddie ball, the style of footy that City played. And they just came up with this game plan, which was just a little bit outside the normal square of thinking. And it worked because of the team that he had. So, look, I got no doubt. Whatever side that Freddie coaches, he'll make them better.
And I think because these sort of formats suit him, like the City Country or whether it be Origin or whether it be a World Cup, because, you know, he's not about video. He's not about a lot of analysis about, you know, who he's playing. It's about, you know, going out and playing a style in which, you know, his team can perform. And look, certainly tough draw, but they might, they might challenge. Well, you've got Australia and England. And,
yeah, no, who's he got in terms of his personnel?
And France, I think, is the other one. So.
He might, by the end of the season.
What a return by him last week. That was unbelievable. What a beast.
Yeah, he's a weapon.
The important thing, Brad Fittler says, other than some friends who are Lebanese, I don't really know too much about the Lebanese community. My eyes will be really open coming into this. I'll work out what makes the joint tick, which is good. Yeah. So he's obviously going on some sort of tour. He'll be heading over there to the
Lebanon. Heading over to Tripoli, isn't he?
He'll have to.
Okay.
Just work out, you know. Well, if you're the national
this
coach.
This could be an opportunity,
He likes the anthem, I read yesterday.
He what?
He likes the anthem.
Does he?
Yeah, I read
can
somewhere
yesterday.
Can we
get a bit of the anthem? I've never heard the anthem.
Well, like, I've done better than that. I'm going to give you three anthems, and you are going to tell me which of these is the Lebanese national anthem.
Okay.
So there's A, B, and C. But you listen to all three, you gentlemen. Then you can buzz in using your names as your buzzers. Okay. You want to test those for me, please?
Sexy chocolate.
National Sex Day, you get away
with it.
That's
why. Okay. That's
National Sex Day. Even though it was yesterday, we've...
Muhammad.
Wow. Okay.
Bruce.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you say Bruce? Bruce, are you Bruce the Shark from that? What's that movie?
Gee, that really escalated quickly. Yeah. Okay, let's have a listen to the first anthem. Are they speaking Greece to you? There's anthem number one. Is that the Lebanese national anthem, or is it this one?
Oh. That sounds good. I like that.
Good, isn't it? Okay, there's that one. What about this third one?
This will be it. This is it. That's it. Sexy chocolate. Yes.
Muhammad.
Yes. Unlike Queensland, I think.
The first one was the national anthem of Bahrain. And the second one, of course, was the team song for the GWS, the Giants, which not really a national anthem, but I couldn't find a third one. I just didn't know.
You know why? No, I know why you're so happy now. The Swannies, because the Swannies are going well.
Look, I'm happy for so many things. This is Saturday, Triple M NRL.
In 2017,
it's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before across the Triple M network. Yeah! For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.